You're listening to SBS News.
Mammograms, pap smears and colonoscopies are not necessarily the first thing on everyone's to-do list. And in a time of widespread stress and financial uncertainty, the Cancer Council fears they will be even less appealing. Chief Executive Officer Sanchia Aranda recognises the financial fears of Australians.
Cancer Council's been concerned for a long time about the financial burden associated with cancer. And even though these three national screening tests are free, you may still have to go to the GP and there's costs associated with that. So if you are if you're not eligible for Medicare services, those costs will be higher. And we also know that, of course, there are costs associated with taking time off work for investigations. And if you're part of a casualised workforce, that's even more difficult. And then if you have to stop work for cancer treatment, then even more costs arise, even if the treatment is free through the public sector. And that we're going to see this equity issue really, I think, widening, and we need to pay specific attention to that.
A new Cancer Australia report has revealed breast imaging decreased by more than a third in the months of March and April. Colorectal investigations in May were around half of those performed in March. Bowel cancer experts say almost all cases could be successfully treated, but around half aren't caught early enough. There's a free bowel cancer test for those over 50 years of age. Bowel Cancer Australia Chief Executive Officer Julian Wiggins says early detection is key.
So we certainly know when it comes to bowel cancer, almost 99% of cases can be successfully treated. However, fewer than 50% of those cases currently are. And we do also know when it comes to metastatic disease or if the cancer has spread, that survival rate goes from 99% to around 13%. So it's vitally important that we detect these cancers early. The best way of doing that is participating in the home test. And also, if you do experience symptoms, promptly seek advice and have that colonoscopy.
All women aged 50 to 74 are encouraged to get a free mammogram every 2 years. Men and women over 45 are recommended to have fecal testing every 2 years. After a positive test, a colonoscopy should be scheduled within 30 days. Melanoma kills one Australian every 5 hours, according to the Melanoma Institute. Melanoma Institute Australia researcher Professor Richard Scolia says skin checks are being delayed in the pandemic.
Colleagues from overseas, and indeed we've noticed this in Australia, some patients are presenting late with their cancer, with their melanoma, and we know if it was detected early, they have much better outcomes. So we're concerned that some patients are delaying seeking medical attention because of the pandemic, and melanoma and other cancers don't stop in a pandemic. So it's very important if you to seek medical attention when you see something that you're concerned about on your skin. So know your own skin. If you see something that changes, seek medical attention immediately.
The federal government has committed $2.2 million for the Cancer Screening Saving Lives campaign. It rolls out today with targeted messaging for those from Greek, Arabic, Mandarin and Vietnamese-speaking backgrounds.
While we've had an overall issue with health literacy and getting health messages out during the pandemic, that's been particularly difficult for people whose first language is not English. Cancer Council developed all of its COVID-19 messaging in about 14 different languages and shared those across the cancer community. But I think it's really important to recognise that these communities in particular are quite vulnerable, particularly communities from Southeast Asia, where we know that COVID-19 has had a stigmatising effect for people of Asian background. And so we really do want to make sure that the whole community and the core community in particular knows that cancer screening saves lives and that it's safe to participate.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.